and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn Technology Group has listed buildings in Green Bay and Eau Claire for sale. The company purchased the sites in 2018 with hopes to turn them into innovation centers, employing hundreds of workers at each site. Those plans never became a reality. Foxconn says the company is pulling back from innovation centers and focusing on the Science and Technology Park in Mount Pleasant. The president of the United States is hailing Bidenomics in Wisconsin. Terry Bell has more on Joe Biden's visit yesterday.
President Biden was in Milwaukee to talk about job growth during his time in office. More than 14.4 million new jobs nationwide, including 800,000 in manufacturing. Biden says unemployment has never been under 4% for this long.
Remember a while there, they're saying, well, Biden just allowed people not to work and get paid. Guess what? The higher percentage of American workers working today than ever before.
The president spoke at Ingeteam, a factory that makes wind turbine generators. Today is the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, which spends hundreds of millions of dollars to create clean energy jobs. Next in Milwaukee, the Republican presidential primary debate next week. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The latest criminal indictment against former President Donald Trump has several Wisconsin connections. Nate Wegehout with more.
Wisconsin lawyer Kenneth Chesborough faces 7 felony charges in the Georgia indictment over his role to submit a false slate of electors to Congress. Also named in the indictment but not charged is chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming. Schimming was not head of the Republican Party at the time, but the indictment says he met with Chesborough and Rudy Giuliani over a plan to submit a false slate of electors here in Wisconsin. Schimming says the false electors meant in accordance with state policy to preserve all legal options while the case was heard in the courts. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has not yet indicated if he will file charges against Wisconsin's false electors. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Office of School Safety will continue to run for another year. Attorney General Josh Call announced today the office will receive one-time funding through federal pandemic relief grants to operate for the 2023-2024 school year. OSS did not receive long-term funding in the two-year budget passed earlier this year. Since its founding in 2018, the office has served as a resource for crisis prevention and response in Wisconsin schools. A northern Wisconsin tribe can keep barricading roads on its reservation. A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit yesterday from private landowners who want to use the roads. Judge William Conley said the non-tribal landowners who sued don't have a case against the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A century-old program at UW-Madison is relocating to UW-River Falls. The Farming and Industry Short Course will move because UW-Madison ended the program last year. A UW-River Falls official told WEAU-TV in Eau Claire that the move was for the best because Western Wisconsin supports agriculture education and that the area farmers will support the program. The state legislature is working on providing more funding to the program, which teaches agribusiness over the course of 2 years. Haymarket Landing in Eau Claire is up for sale as Foxconn attempts to sell multiple Wisconsin properties. The technology company had announced 5 years ago that the downtown location would be the host to an innovation center employing 150 people. The building is near the confluence and the price tag is $2.7 million. Foxconn said that it is selling the buildings to focus on development in Mount Pleasant in southeastern Wisconsin. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that there's a chance of severe weather later today across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers lose to the Dodgers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers dropped one to the Dodgers last night, 6-2 in Los Angeles. The crew had one highlight when Carlos Santana hit the longest home run of the season for Milwaukee, 442 feet. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Santana hammers one to deep left. Not even a step from Kike Hernandez. My, oh my, was that ball crushed into the pavilion. Wow.
For a while there, it looked like a playoff game. The Brewers and Dodgers tied it 1-1 after 5 innings, but in the bottom of the 6th, the crew gave up 5 runs between starter Adrian Hauser, reliever Hobie Milner, and a costly error by third baseman Andrew Monasterios, overthrowing first base manager Craig Counsell.
You know, definitely when you look back on it, we make the play and for the second out, and it's probably a different inning. And then, you know, even after that, it's, you know, four ground balls go through, and that's, you know, it's kind of one of those games like what if, but in the end, they made us pay for it.
The Dodgers have now won 9 in a row, 12 of their last 13. They'll send Clayton Kershaw to the mound against Wade Miley. Milwaukee remains atop of their division by 4 games. NFL, the Packers are looking for players to step up at tight end after losing Tyler Davis for the season with a torn ACL. Rookie Luke Musgrave on what's been a challenge for him so far in training camp.
Blocking's definitely different. Going up against somebody like Preston Smith versus, you know, nothing against like college guys, but they're not as good.
We're in Green Bay covering the Packers' joint practices with the Patriots, who arrived here last night, head coach Bill Belichick.
Big week for us here at Green Bay. Been good working with Matt and his staff.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's a long week for sure, and that's one thing that we brought to the attention of our guys in terms of challenging them to stay focused, making sure they're taking care of their bodies, getting the adequate amount of sleep.
That's Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This Wednesday morning, 16th day of August. Hope you're having a good day so far. I'm your host, Stu Daniels, for the next couple of hours. Going to try to give you the headlines, some in-depth information on what's going on in the news right now. And as it's been for quite a while now, there is a lot going on, both locally, statewide, nationally, and beyond. And first of all, let's take a look at the weather for today. It's going to be sunny and breezy in most places in western Wisconsin today. La Crosse, sunny and breezy with a high around 87. Eau Claire, sunny and breezy with a high around 88. In Richland Center, sunny and breezy with a high around 85 degrees. Amory, increasing clouds and breezy with a high around 86 degrees. And up in Hayward today, mostly sunny and windy with a high around 85. Well, did you get to see any of that baseball game last night? Yeah, if you didn't, that's okay. The Brewers lost to the Dodgers last night 6-2. The Cubs and Reds both lost too, so the Brewers remain in first place 3.5 games ahead of Cincinnati and Chicago. And game two of that 3-game series against the Dodgers is tonight in Los Angeles. So what's happening in the news, Stu Man? Well, let me tell you, the death toll in Hawaii continues to rise, now over 100. And President Joe Biden was in Milwaukee yesterday talking about the importance of bringing manufacturing back to the United States. If you care about clean water in Wisconsin, you're invited to a free forum in La Crosse on September 21st called Wisconsin Waters: Issues and Actions. And I'll give you some more information about that announcement. Also, the Wisconsin Republican chairman was referenced in the Georgia indictments of Donald Trump. And Daniel Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that dozens of people have reversed Justice Rebecca Bradley's edits to her own Wikipedia page that she had been working on. So now she can spend her time doing other things. We got 9 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. Let's get to some of these stories. First of all, Joe Biden in Milwaukee yesterday and talking about the importance of bringing manufacturing back to the United States. And the headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says President Joe Biden's Milwaukee visit touts Bidenomics as the 2024 election cycle heats up. And it says President Joe Biden hailed Bidenomics as the path to strengthening the middle class and boosting the American economy, during his visit on Tuesday to a state that will likely play a critical role in his reelection chances in just 15 months' time. And keep in mind that when the middle class was built in a big way back in the 1950s and 60s, it was often or mainly through the importance of manufacturing. A lot of people worked in factory jobs back in the 1950s and 60s, and that's when the U.S. economy was working for just about everybody. But these days, I don't know when it happened, sometime in the 1980s or 90s, it was thought that we might be better off just pushing the manufacturing over to, I don't know, Asia, China, wherever, and then we'd all be better off because we'd have lower prices at the Walmart, right? But then where do people work? They work at Walmart. So anyway, when Joe Biden came yesterday, he told a group of about 150 workers and supporters inside a manufacturing plant that it's working. We're investing in America. My plan is leading to a boom in manufacturing and manufacturing investment, as we're seeing right here in this factory. He delivered his remarks at Ingeteam Incorporated, a manufacturer that specializes in electric power conversion, one day before the anniversary of the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act, legislation passed last year that made historic investments in clean energy. Yep, today is the one-year anniversary of the the Inflation Reduction Act. And Joe Biden said yesterday, when I think climate, I think jobs. And while billed as an official visit, Biden's trip to Milwaukee carries significant political weight. It falls just 1 week before the nation's top Republicans converge on the same city for the first GOP presidential primary debate, August 23rd. Yep, now just a week away. And he comes to Wisconsin at a time when the electorate is reluctant to see a rematch between Biden and the current Republican frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. Recently, some Democrats have proposed alternatives to Biden and floated the idea of a Democratic primary challenge. But Biden and his supporters on Capitol Hill see the administration's investments in infrastructure and manufacturing as a path to winning over voters. I came to office determined to move away from trickle-down economics to focus on the middle class. Because, as I said, when the middle class does well, everybody does well, Biden said. He mentioned various projects across Wisconsin aided by federal funding, including $80 million to replace an interstate bridge in Columbia County, as he sought at times to contrast himself with Trump. You know, the last guy talked about infrastructure month, Biden said, repeating a line he's used in past remarks. We got infrastructure decade, baby. That's a quote from Biden. Republicans, meanwhile, have been consistent in their criticisms of Biden's economic plans. Top Wisconsin Republican officials have called Bidenomics disastrous and cited high prices that many Americans saw at the beginning of the year. Quote, I think people in Wisconsin are going to be scratching their head about this alternative universe that this president lives in. Who do you think said that? Well, if you guessed the chairman of the Republican Party, Brian Schimming, you're correct. He said that yesterday morning. Bidenomics is the latest rendition of economic failure for this White House. There's going to be no amount of political spinning the president can do in Milwaukee today that is going to pull Wisconsinites, Schimming added. Many of the state's top Democrats were also present in Milwaukee yesterday. Governor Tony Evers, U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley greeted the president when he landed. And before the president's remarks, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Evers, and Moore joined Biden as he met with eight Ingeteam employees in a wing of the facility that stores parts for wind turbine generators and EV charging stations. Valentino Collado, an assemblyman at Ingeteam and an immigrant from the Philippines, introduced Biden at the event. Collado said being part of the union has given him opportunity, stability, and job security. America's union workforce is the backbone of this country, Collado said. That's something President Biden understands at his core. When it comes to creating jobs, rebuilding the middle class, and respecting the dignity of workers, Joe Biden has delivered for the American people. End quote. Since Biden took office, Wisconsin companies have committed more than $3 billion to manufacturing and clean energy investments. According to a White House official, that figure includes $1.5 billion from Alliant Energy to build utility-scale battery storage facilities at solar farms across the state, a move the administration estimates will create 2,000 construction jobs. Ingeteam, a favorite campaign stop for Democrats, earlier this year announced it would increase production of electric vehicle chargers to help meet the Biden administration's goal of establishing 500,000 EV charging stations along highways. The company, the White House said, expects orders of wind turbine generators to double next year due to the incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act. Inside the facility yesterday, Biden spoke from a small stage surrounded by light blue parts of turbine generators. He was flanked by a handful of workers in vests and hard hats and stood in front of a large blue banner with the words Bidenomics, Investing in America, as he touted the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS and Science Act, which made investments in domestic manufacturing, and the bipartisan infrastructure law. On multiple occasions during his remarks, Biden took aim at Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, whom he accused of supporting outsourcing manufacturing jobs. Johnson, in 2020, advocated for shipping some jobs overseas, describing the ability to outsource manufacturing jobs as one of the benefits of the global economy. Between the year 2000 and the year 2021, Wisconsin alone lost more than 136,000 manufacturing jobs, Biden said. I'd like to see Senator Johnson talk to those 136,000 people and tell them it doesn't matter whether you manufacture things at home or overseas. It sure as hell does, man. That sounds like Joe Biden, right? That's a quote from him yesterday in Milwaukee. 18 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 86. South winds, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 56. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday, with daytime highs approaching 80. 91 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious. Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm
I'm talking about. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. It's Wednesday morning, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock right now. It is 66 degrees in La Crosse and 60 degrees in Richland Center. And the next story I want to get to, speaking of suspicious minds, by the way, we should mention, speaking of Elvis Presley, or at least listening to Elvis Presley, we should mention that it was on this date, August 16th in 1977, that the king passed away. Man, it was like a long time ago. But that was a day that I'm sure people who were here then will remember. I was actually working in New York City and New Jersey driving trucks as a college student. And that day when that news came down, people couldn't even believe it. You know, it's like, how could Elvis Presley have already died? He was still young, and that was just a crazy summer in general. That was a summer of extreme heat waves, and that was the summer of the Son of Sam in New York City. And also, I remember the lights went out in New York that summer because of the extreme heat wave. And on top of everything else, Elvis Presley passed away. Man. Anyway, Let's get on to some more news and get away from the music for a second. Daniel Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that dozens of people have reversed Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley's edits to her Wikipedia page. And we've been talking about this the past couple of days. It was reported on Monday by the Journal Sentinel that Rebecca Bradley had been quietly editing the details of her personal page on Wikipedia. Well, once that news got out, a lot of other people decided to do their own edits on the Wikipedia page. This piece from Daniel Bice starts out by saying, who knew State Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley had so many people interested in her Wikipedia page? On Monday, the Journal Sentinel reported that Bradley had been quietly editing the details of her personal page on the online encyclopedia to remove information critical of the experienced jurist. So she's removing information that's critical of her. Bradley acknowledged she was making the changes, blaming the media for distorting her judicial record. I refuse to let false accusations go unchecked, Bradley said in an email. On my Wikipedia page, I added excerpts from actual opinions and removed dishonest information about my background, end quote. Within hours of that story posting, dozens of Wikipedia users made numerous edits to her bio, reversing some of her changes and updating other information. There are so many changes, in fact, that Wikipedia has partially locked the page from further editing. Among other things, someone noticed that Bradley earlier this year had deleted references to her homophobic writings while a student at Marquette University. These articles came to light during her 2016 Supreme Court race against State Appeals Court Judge Joanne Kloppenburg. Now some of the quotes are back on Bradley's Wikipedia page. In the columns, here's a quote. In the columns written under her maiden name, Rebecca Grassel, she wrote, one will be better off contracting AIDS than developing cancer because those afflicted with the politically correct disease will get all the funding. And how sad that the lives of degenerate drug addicts and queers are valued more than the innocent lives of more prevalent ailments. She also wrote, but the homosexuals and drug addicts who do essentially kill themselves and others through their own behavior deservedly receive none of my sympathy. In another article, Bradley compared abortion to a time in history when Jews were treated as non-humans and tortured and murdered, and a time in history when blacks were treated as something less than human. All of the quotes are heavily footnoted. Back in 2016, Bradley apologized after her writings were discovered by the group One Wisconsin Now. Interesting stuff. We'll keep you updated as that story progresses. 8:28 right now. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The devastating wildfires on Maui have turned even more deadly. 106 lives have been lost and more bodies were found overnight.
Only a very small number of those confirmed killed in the fire here have been identifiable. The others will take DNA, according to Maui County. Calls are now out for families of the missing to deliver DNA samples. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says they know some of the dead were children.
I'm just going to be direct with people because you need that. We can tell it when it's a child because it's a smaller body.
He says in one case he found a family of four dead in a car who were trying to escape. Alex Stone, ABC News, Maui.
Next Friday is the deadline for former President Donald Trump and 18 alleged co-conspirators under criminal indictment in Georgia to turn themselves in. They're accused of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in that state. One dead, thousands of power outages after severe weather hit parts of North Carolina. Durham was especially hard hit. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A century-old program at UW-Madison is relocating to UW-River Falls. The Farming and Industry Short Course will move because UW-Madison ended the program last year. A UW-River Falls official told WEAU-TV in Eau Claire that the move was for the best because Western Wisconsin supports agriculture education and that the area farmers will support the program. The state legislature is working on providing more funding to the program, which teaches agribusiness over the course of 2 years. Haymarket Landing in Eau Claire is up for sale as Foxconn attempts to sell multiple Wisconsin properties. The technology company had announced 5 years ago that the downtown location would be the host to an innovation center employing 150 people. The building is near the confluence and the price tag is $2.7 million. Foxconn said that it is selling the buildings to focus on development in Mount Pleasant in southeastern Wisconsin. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that there's a chance of severe weather later today across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuss.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Change, 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 change.
6:35 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hope you're having a good day. And yes, it is Aretha Franklin. And I know we were discussing a little while ago the fact that Elvis Presley passed away on this date, August 16th. Well, so did Aretha Franklin. She passed away on the 16th of August, just a few years ago, 5 years ago now, 2018. The Queen of Soul and the King of Rock and Roll, both of them passed away on the 16th of August. I got a quick Aretha Franklin story for you. It was, about 10 years ago or so, during the Obama administration, that she received an award from Obama. Was it the Presidential Medal of Freedom, I believe, that they give to civilians? Well, anyway, she went to the White House for the big ceremony and stuff, and she hadn't toured or done any shows for quite a few years up to that point because she had had some health issues. But she was feeling a little better, and once she received that award and got back out in public, she said, I might want to start doing some shows again. Well, she didn't set up a tour or anything, but she did set up a couple of shows, and one of them was at the Wisconsin State Fair. And so I'd never had the opportunity to see her before, so I said, I'm going to go see Aretha Franklin. And it was a great show. She was in fine form, even though she hadn't been touring too much up to that point in recent years. But the interesting thing that one of the things I thought was interesting, and I should mention that she had her musical director with her, I believe, who was playing the keyboards, but it seemed like the other musicians in the band were just hired guns, you know, probably local guys from the Milwaukee area who they brought in to play the stuff. And of course, they all knew the songs well enough that they could play them without any problem with some prompts from her musical director. But, you know, she didn't like to fly in airplanes. She didn't like to take planes. She preferred to ride in her limousine. She owned her own Cadillac limousine. By that time, when I saw her, the vehicle was about 20 years old or something. And at the Wisconsin State Fair, behind the stage, they had a trailer for the artist, you know, to hang out in before they came out on stage. And it was clearly visible to the people in the audience. But, and in other shows I had seen at the Wisconsin State Fair, most of the artists would just walk up to the stage from the trailer, which wasn't too far away. And I think I saw at least one or two artists who got in a golf cart and were driven the few feet up to the stage. But in the case of Aretha Franklin, she didn't want to walk to the stage and she didn't want to ride in the golf cart. She wanted to take her limousine that she had ridden in all the way from Detroit to Milwaukee or West Allis. And so the limousine was parked at the trailer. And she got in it as she was about to take the stage, and the limousine moved forward a few feet, and then she got out of the other side and she was on stage. And that's the way Aretha Franklin did it back in the day. And I was so happy I got to see her, that's for sure. And after that show, she actually did a few small tours, got back out on the road, and it was a good thing because more people got to see her and the amazing artist that she was. A 8:38 right now, 66 degrees in Eau Claire and 65 degrees in Amory. You are tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. By the way, if you have a comment on anything that we are discussing today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And by the way, you can also send me an email message. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. And when I was going over the headlines at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that if you care about clean water in Wisconsin, you are invited to a free forum in La Crosse on September 21st. It's called Wisconsin Waters, Issues and Actions. I have a little bit more information about that if you are interested. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, posted today. And this is on the opinion page. It's an op-ed piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. James Fitzhenry says, summer of weather records, one reason we're talking water quality in La Crosse on September 21st. Community invited to event that is free and open to the public. Says here the big headline from the summer of 2023, not about
indictments or blockbuster movies is the weather. It was the hottest July on record. Parts of the country are suffering from weeks of triple-digit temperatures and drought, while others are experiencing severe storms and flash flooding. If Wisconsinites felt a sense of safety from the worst effects of climate change, smoke from Canadian wildfires that made our air quality among the worst in the world for a spell upended that notion. Not surprisingly, this has people wondering what it means for their loved ones, neighbors, and the world around them. It's one of the reasons the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is teaming up with Wisconsin Watch and the Sustainability Institute of La Crosse for an event in La Crosse next month. Look at a map of the midsection of the country, and the one thing that stands out is the Mississippi River. The vast network of rivers and streams that feed the river drains the waters of 42% of the continental United States. The river carries, and by the way, let me read that again. The vast network of rivers and streams that feed the Mississippi River drains the waters of 42% of the continental United States. So obviously, the water going into the Mississippi coming from a big portion of our country. The river carries more shipping traffic than an interstate highway, provides an enormous habitat for fish, waterfowl, and other wildlife, and supplies drinking water to more than 50 cities. Food grown in the basin accounts for more than 90% of the nation's agricultural exports. Yet, despite this footprint, there hasn't been any large-scale news coverage of this area until the launch of the Mississippi River Basin Ag and Water Desk last year. This desk is a collaboration of the University of Missouri School of Journalism, Report for America, and the Society of Environmental Journalists. 10 journalists from news organizations across the region are now providing in-depth stories and sharing them widely across media outlets. We're trying to do something that's kind of unique, which is to take an ecosystem approach to reporting, explains Sarah Shipley Hiles, executive director of the desk and an associate professor at the university. This kind of takes us outside of our usual state-level orientation or our media market orientation, where we're really thinking just what impacts us locally and helps us kind of fly at a 40,000-foot level and think about, well, how are these impacts playing out around me? End quote. There are two Wisconsin-based reporters that are part of the initiative, Madeline Heim from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Bennett Goldstein from Wisconsin Watch, a nonpartisan, nonprofit investigative news organization. The pair will be among the panelists at an event open to the public in La Crosse from 7 to 9 p.m. September 21st at the Lunda Center at Western Technical College. You can get free tickets for Wisconsin Water's Issues and Actions by clicking on this button in the story. And you can probably find those tickets also if you just do a quick internet search, or you can go to the Journal Sentinel website, which I believe is jsonline.com. The story goes on, or the op-ed piece goes on and says, Goldstein and Heim will be joined by J.C. Nelson, acting center director for the U.S. Geological Survey's Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center. Also, Lee Donahue, a supervisor from the town of Campbell on French Island, where residents have been drinking bottled water since 2021 because of PFA contamination in private wells. Also, Amy Smith from the La Crosse Urban Stormwater Group. Casey Meehan, Director of Sustainability and Resilience at Western Technical College, will moderate the panel discussion and a question and answer segment with the audience. Lee Roche, Executive Director of Leader Ethics, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting integrity in American democracy, will serve as the MC. The Wisconsin-based stories over the last year have touched on many of the same topics making headlines this summer. Flooding, drought, and wildfire smoke. They've also touched on issues that affect water quality, such as PFA contamination and pollution from nitrates and road salt. Hiles said the initiative enters its second year, or said as the initiative enters its second year, organizers want to explore more solutions, reporting as well. Organizers want to explore more solutions reporting as well as spark additional conversations like next month's gathering in Wisconsin. There's no shortage of issues to discuss in La Crosse after an unusual summer, to say the least. Especially when the smoke started, and that was such a shocking development for many of us here in the Midwest. And then the extreme heat, you know, that was raging across the region, you know, if the very dangerous levels in the South and the high levels in the north, ridiculous humidity and the flooding that's happened and the drought that's happened, Hiles said, we're bouncing all over the place with this crazy weather, and it just becomes very clear. You can see what's happening so much more easily when you understand that these are major patterns, not just regionally, but globally. So mark your calendar. That's going on September 21st in La Crosse. You can be there. Public is invited. 8:46 right now. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civica Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 86. South winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 56. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 80. 91 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 66.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Wednesday morning, 8:52 right now. We got 69 degrees up in Hayward, and it's 67 degrees in La Crosse right now. And I want to give you an update on what's going on in Maui. It's still sad news. Death toll in Maui from fires, already the highest in 100 years, continues to climb. This is an update from USA Today. Says updated 2 hours ago, says at least 106 people have died in the Maui wildfires, and the toll is expected to rise significantly as crews continue the grim task of searching for human remains. The Maui disaster is now considered the worst in the U.S. over the past 100 years, surpassing the devastating fires in California of a few years ago. About 25% of the island's fire zone has been searched, Maui Police Chief John Pelletier said on Monday. Additional searchers and cadaver dogs have been brought in to assist in more neighborhoods. Names of the deceased will be released soon, officials said. So it also says that fires were more deadly in the 1800s and early 1900s before firefighting methods were improved. The 1871 Peshtigo fire in Wisconsin is considered the worst in U.S. history, with a death toll of 1,152. The Peshtigo fire, Wisconsin, 1871. After an unusually dry summer, a combination of sources, including sparks from a passing train, campfires, and workers clearing land, are believed to have started small fires that were whipped up by winds into a firestorm. The number of lives lost on Maui becomes even more disturbing when its size is taken into account. An estimated 2,170 acres have burned in the Lahaina area, much less than the California campfire in 2018, when 150,000 acres were burned. That translates to a higher death toll in a dramatically smaller space. So that's the latest update from Maui, now at 106 people having passed away during that fire. But
obviously, those numbers are going to go up quite a bit with only a small portion of the burn area searched so far. And I saw one report that said that the search and rescue people are finding human remains in odd places because of the way that people were trying to hide and run and hide from the fire. Sad, sad story. And by the way, we mentioned yesterday, if you would like to support the people of Maui, make a contribution, that would be a good thing to do. You can always make a contribution at the American Red Cross. And also yesterday, we mentioned the Maui Strong Fund and the Maui Food Bank, and also the Maui Humane Society for all of the animals that they're bringing in, finding in areas of the burn area. So do what you can. That would be a good thing to do. Hey, in the headlines at the beginning of the show, we mentioned that the Wisconsin Republican chairman was referenced in the Georgia indictment of Donald Trump. I want to get to a story here from the Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com. It says Wisconsin fake electors and state Republican chair Brian Schimming were cited in the latest Trump indictment. Once again, the actions taken by the 10 Wisconsin Republican electors who signed paperwork falsely asserting Trump won the state in late 2020 have been cited in an indictment against former President Donald Trump. The latest indictment, filed late Monday in Georgia, alleges Trump and 18 allies broke multiple laws, including the state's unusual anti-racketeering or RICO law, when they, quote, knowingly and willfully joined conspiracy to unlawfully change the outcome of the election in favor of Trump, end quote. Trump has characterized the latest investigation as politically motivated as he seeks to reclaim the White House in the 2024 presidential election. Georgia's indictment is the fourth that the former president is facing. The federal indictment filed against Trump earlier this month as part of a Justice Department probe into the former president's actions heavily cites the 10 Republicans who signed paperwork supporting or purporting that Trump had won Wisconsin. But mentions of Wisconsin are less frequent in the Georgia indictment. According to the Georgia court filing, Trump campaign advisor Kenneth Cheesebro sent an email on December 10th, 2020, to Brian Schimming, who is now chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, with proposed language for documents to be signed by Trump electors. Schimming was not elected chair of the state party until late 2022, but 2 days later, Cheesebro met with Schimming to discuss the plan. So once again, there's a Wisconsin connection. There's always a Wisconsin connection, right? We're going to take a break, top of the hour break for the news. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
We all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening
listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Kim Ryan.